Hi, welcome to Authentic Conversation with Kim. I hope the podcast finds you well. As always, I have to say thank you so much for allowing Authentic Conversation with Kim to be a part of your day. The weather's been funny. It's just, it's like cold, and then it's not cold, then it's hot. And then so I'm vacillating between window and heat and air, and thank God for all of it. Thank God for all of it. Thank God for all of it. It's Mother's Day. It's coming to Mother's Day weekend. Mother's Day weekend 2021. Mother's Day weekend 2021. It'll be 10 years since my mom has been gone. And the one thing that I expressed to people, and I don't know if I expressed it before, is, you know, when just a loved one, someone goes, passes and, you know, transitions and homegoing or however you want to perceive it, you know, it's like you don't get over it. You just get through life with them in a different position in your life, if that makes sense. That they not actually, you know, no hugs and kisses physically, but you recognize it not in a spooky, morbid kind of way, but you recognize their spirit in their lives, especially the impact that they've had in your life and the memories, you know, those help. And prayerfully, you know, you have good memories. I don't, you know, I think some people do, you know, grieve differently when someone who is close to them, and they should, and then they have bad memories. I don't really, you know, want to even guess what that's like, but irrespective, you know, we proper perspective in regards to memory and, you know, what it holds to you in order for you to be able to navigate through life without that person or not having had closure or having had closure, however it may be. And that's the thing, it's just so many ways, it's so many possibilities in order to be able to navigate through life without a loved one. And again, predicated how they were in your life or a significant person, you know, because you can have significance and be an arch enemy, you know what I'm saying? So it's just weird in a sense of how we have to factor. I gotta get that word out of my mind. It's a long story, but we have to factor in how it best suits us to deal with that. And what I found is, again, you get through, you don't get over it, and you know, try to honor and love and appreciate and, you know, use all the things that you were taught, especially when it comes from a mom, you know. Think about in cooking or in discipline or in, you know, life in and of itself. You know, I was just fortunate. And I make, hallelujah, thank you, God. I don't make any apologies for what I was granted. And I think that I was telling somebody, like, we don't know. You don't know who your parent gonna be. You don't know who your child's gonna be. You just don't know. It's like you get this person. And two people get a person. And if you have more than one or whatever, you get these people and you get this family and you get all, you know, and it's extensive to, and then you got these personalities and you got, you know, good and bad, and you got your life and their lives and lives growing up together. And, you know, it's a big deal, but in a good way, right? Because again, we don't get to say who our family is. Our family is who our family is. And you love them, you know. And it's just like your mom, you don't get to know, you don't know who she going, you don't know who she is until you know who she is, right? Until you meet her and go through all the growth with her, as you will. And some people have lost moms early on in their lives. And so, you know, you put it in perspective of the length and the time that you've had your mom. And if you have her, you know, thank God, and you still love on her and care for her and, you know, do what you can for her, you know, as God wills. And then that's the thing, even if it's not good, you know, you have a responsibility, I think, to make it good. you know, or to do the best that you can to make it good. And I know people, I have a few friends and, you know, I've met women and it's just like, they're just so hard when it comes to their mom. And one of the things that I think about that helps, it helped me and it helps me when I speak, you know, like looking at them as women too, you know, they're moms, but they're still women. And we know how we could be. And there's no knock on sons, but I'm not a son. So I'm a son kind of like sonship with God kind of thing, but I'm not a male. So my perspective is just going to be from a female, from a daughter's perspective. You know, that's what I've been privileged to have. And so most of the time, you know, it's just like these, you know, looking at them, even though they have this title and the reverence of mom, I think there's a reverence there, should be. At least you're still looking at them as a woman. And I get how some people say, well, they're not upholding their position and so on and so forth. But I'm always thinking about when it's people in position, I always think about Saul and David. And Saul was the king and David was in his kingdomship, whatever, and whatever magnitude he had. And David was already selected to be king, and Saul had not yet been removed, so he was still presently king. And although I think at this time, you know, he had been tormented, the Spirit of the Lord had left him, irrespective, he taunted David, basically, like he really wanted to kill him. And the interesting thing about it, and although David could have done away with Saul, he did not touch him because he was king and because he was in his in that position, and he didn't harm him, even though, you know, the feeling of love and all that stuff wasn't mutual. And he was blessed for it. After that, that's a whole nother story, but just in regards to that particular situation. So I think about when, you know, people are at odds with their parent, and most of them, speaking of women and their moms, that, again, to speak against it or to, you know, be disgruntled towards it or to be harmful or, like, I don't understand, or to be jaded and stuff like that. Like, that's something that I feel the daughter has to work out, right? And I know a lot of people would not agree with me, and that's okay, that's fine. But I figure it's something that you have to work out, because God gave you promises too. And the fact is, you can't control one, another individual, and two, it's your mom, and three, like, she gave you life, and, you know, it's like, what that got to do with it? It got everything to do with it, you know? And so I just, in this old school thought, and I know you could be like, well, you know, it's brainwashing in a sense, because, again, you don't get to do something to me or harm me or her. And I totally agree with that. I totally agree with that. And again, this is predicated, it hasn't been the best relationship. Then I would say to that, again, we're adults at this point. We're not children. We're adults. And so some things, for wholeness purposes, you know what I mean? We have to learn to let go, because what I don't want to happen, which I've seen happen, is that, you know, daughters end up feeling some kind of way if, God forbid, something happens to their mom. And I used to say that to my mother. I was like, what if that happened to me? You know, God forbid. But again, it's like, we are more than likely to outlive our parents, right? That's, I guess that's how it's supposed to be. And so you wouldn't want, or, you know, nobody would want to not have wholeness when a person transitions, you know, if indeed or when, you know. And a lot of it comes from the disgruntledness and the resentment, and you don't want to have that. And so that's why I say it's basically on, and let me say that, not so much say the daughter, but the child, if you will. And yes, we're all children. They're children, we're children, we're all God's children. Yes, 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 I get it. But then there's levels to this. And so it's just something, that's how I think about it, you know. But again, I could be wrong. ACWKIM@outlook.com. Please feel free, You know, I'm always, and I get it. I totally get the level of sensitivity. I get you don't understand. I get when I was 8. I get when I was 17. I get when I went to do this. I get it. I totally get it. But again, even when we think about, you know, forgiveness, and maybe that is our biggest challenge, is to forgive those people that we really had no control over being in a relationship with. We had no control over that. And maybe if once we learn to forgive those which is the most intimate to us, then our walk outside of our lives would be a little bit, you know, easier in relationships and dealing with people. Maybe that's a part of, I don't know, I just thought of that. I don't know, maybe that's a part of it. But it is Mother's Day weekend 2021. It'll be 10 years for my mom, since my mom's been gone. And it's just, you know, you just make it through the day. I feel like sometimes it went from, you know, all the time to, you know, these moments that it's like, wow. Right? But, you know, it says never forgotten kind of thing. How can you, like, when you look in the mirror, when you say certain things, when you do certain things, when some people say certain things to you, when things, listen to certain songs, and that you just, it's just, that's just what it is, you know? You got to take it in the perspective as what it is. Of course, you know, cry and miss and, you know, love. And then we hope, you know, that they are, has transitioned on. As we said, we never die. So transition on, and that, you know, the hope is that we'll see each other again. And then it would be different, right? Because now we're angels. Still be my mom, but it's like, then she my sister, I guess. It's, I don't know. I think that when she passed, that I think at that time, because it was like, you ain't my friend. We ain't friends. We ain't equals and all that other stuff. When I would never dare to ascribe to that. But I do think that after all the stuff that we went through, which was really in my 20s, oh my goodness, in my late teens and my early 20s, was a rough, rickety, rockety, rough path. And I would literally have to pray. And I didn't think about certain things to after the fact of what she was going through. As a woman, still being my mom. And so it was like, after the fact, it was like, oh, wow, you know, this, that, and the third. But I do want to say that I believe in my hearts of hearts that we had gotten, you know, we were good, and that I was like a friend to her, you know, not probably her BFF, but I know I was her girl. And I know that she loved me, and I know I love my mother. Like I told y'all, it was like an international incident. My mother died. Like, oh, hello, you gotta be kidding me. No. And then it's like time has gone. I'm like, my goodness. And it becomes so surreal. And I know people, we don't want to talk about it, but there are people that are, you know, really grieving and hurting and feeling some kind of way. And it's the, like, sometimes Mother's Day is just a really bad day for some people. And, you know, I'm hoping that this year it'll be different because of our perspective and how we're looking at it and how we're thinking about it. Because I had to tell somebody, like, I don't think that your mother would, regardless of what happened, what transpired, what you did or what didn't do, or how she felt or how you felt or whatever, and she's no longer here, I don't think that she, even if she was here, I don't think she would ever want you to be miserable or to be, feel some kind of way, or, you know, feel unhappy or punish yourself or anything like that because of the relationship or what had happened. I don't think your mother would want that. You know what I mean? And so I had to share that because you have some people, and it's not solely a mother, but it could be, you know, a dad, or it could be a loved one, another kind of relationship where as things did not go the way you planned, and at the end, you know, there was stuff left unsaid, undone, and, you know, there was no personal reconciliation or anything like that. And now you, like, you know, feeling stuck. But I feel like if anybody loved you, and cared about you. And you know we have a funny way of loving each other and caring about one another. But if it's genuine in the best way that they could, I don't think they would ever leave here wanting you, me, or anybody else to be downtrodden or hurt or feeling some kind of way. I don't think that. Now, if it was somebody who just despised and hated whatever, we don't care what they think. Like, we don't care what they feel. That's fine. God bless you. God bless your soul, prayerfully. You know, you made it in. And then again, if you hateful, you make, I don't know. It becomes complicated. So, move on. I'm going to move on. Oh, hallelujah. So, let me just breathe. I just wanted to get on the podcast and, I don't know, start this off. This is Mother's Day weekend 2021. And so, I hope that if indeed you have a mom, and that's the thing too, you know, the title in and of itself and the workings thereof, I think, goes beyond birthing a child or carrying a child. You know, I think that it's extensive to the fact that there's a nurturing ability that one contains that would put them in that category. I think it has to be a feminine nature, of course, because of the term mother. However, I don't think that it's just exclusive to the birthing, as I said, or the carrying of a child. You know, you have women who have not, you know, been, have not procreated or been able to procreate, and yet still they have such a nurturing ability and are also called mother and mom and mom and, you know, all those things, and they fit that title and that position based on their ability to give care and concern and correction and teaching and guardianship. And so we acknowledge them as well. I remember, I don't know if I said this before in the podcast before, it was just awkward because when you don't have children and people like Happy Mother's Day, the first thing you'd be like, I don't want no kids. Like, what? Who are you talking to? And you don't feel no way about it, but it's like, no. But again, when people recognize your ability to have those attributes of nurturing and a caring and a guardianship and, you know, straightforward and cooking and all that stuff that comes with his mothers that don't cook, don't get me wrong, but you understand what I mean. That title is ascribed to you, or some people just don't know and they make assumptions and assume because of age or whatever that you are mom or whatever. But interesting enough, and I'm talking about it, you know, somebody has said that they didn't have children or something, and I was like, it's so overrated. Right? And they was like, out of all people that I've said this to, you're the first one who ever said that. And I said, you know what, I say that because there's so many children in the world that need mothers, that need fathers, that need someone to care about them and to guard them and to guide them and put them in the right, you know, environments and situations in order to sculpture their lives, you know, and help them be better people. And again, you know, I tell my friends who don't have children that you can go and, you know, do the mother thing. If you want to do the mother thing, there's organizations and stuff like that. And again, you know, it's the being a mother thing. Like, it, I guess some people would say it's like, if you ain't never did it, then you don't know. And I don't think that's fair, you know, because I think there's some things that you can have done or know how to do without having done it, if that makes sense. Something like that. And, you know, and I was saying to myself too, some, you know, we're made societal-wise, cultural-wise, in many instances to be made to seem to be less valuable, or something is wrong with you if you didn't do this at this time, or if you didn't have that, or, you know, if you're not capable of doing this or capable of doing that. There's a story with in the Bible about Hannah, and back then, you know, men can have, well, some places in the country they can have multiple wives, but back then men had multiple wives, and Hannah husband had another wife, and she kept on having children. I don't want to get her name wrong. And Hannah hadn't had any children, And she was, you know, they ridiculed her, and she ridiculed her for a while, and it forced Hannah to pray a prayer, you know, where God honored her and gave her a son. And so even culturally back then, if women didn't produce or they didn't do certain things, that they was made to feel some kind of way. Or even now, if we don't, you know, look a certain way, or we don't do a certain thing, we made, or if we do this too much of this, it's always a problem. They so funny. But I wanted to say that you're enough. You know, you're enough, and it's okay, right? And again, it doesn't discount your ability. It's nothing wrong with you or anything like that. And again, it's truly up to God and how he decides that he wants to do it. And again, you have some people that don't even ask for it and get it. And you have some people that ask for it and don't get it. I don't know the words. I don't know what to say or what to do. I just want to say that, you know, as Paul said, you know, I find myself to be content in any situation I find myself in, and I'm enough. You know, I'm not hating on the person who has it, because I don't have it. You know, I'm supportive in that. And again, as God wills for me to have it, I will. And if it's not his will, then, you know, I have to come to grips with that and live my best life, and then find, you know, blessed alternatives in order to fill that gap in that space. And again, that's only through God, that he knows how to pair us and put us together with those people that, you know, will bring us joy, and we can vice versa bring them joy and, you know, help. And then again, you look and you see how some people, they just misuse it. And you like, well, dag, if I had it, I would do better. And so it's really difficult to pinpoint and say, you know, what or why it didn't happen or when it will happen. But what I will know is, in the meantime and in the waiting, and if it never comes, it's still that you're enough. And you're fine, and you're okay, and you're loved, and you're cared for. You know, you have people who get into, you know, legacy and stuff like that. And, you know, if you have a boy or a girl and a name carries on and stuff like that. But again, you know, it is what it is. But there's still so many things that you could do or we could do that will leave legacies in this world that another child will pick up. Because this is the thing. They turn into adults. They don't stay babies. Hallelujah. They don't stay babies. They do not stay babies. And you want them to grow up like us, to be adults and to be able to have coping skills and, you know, sense and reason and stuff. And it's like, you don't know. My mother used to say all the time, she'd be like, if Jeffrey Dahmer's mother knew that Jeffrey Dahmer was going to be who Jeffrey Dahmer was, you think that she would have wanted to keep, like, that's my mother. Hallelujah. Yeah, she would say that. And again, so you don't know. It's like, you know, sometimes it's just like a gamble, I guess. Or you get a box of chocolate. You like a box of chocolates, you never know what you're going to get, but you know that chocolate is good, right? So I was thinking about that, but I just want to say, Musa, you know, thank God for another day. It's the weather, like I said, it's been crazy, but today was a fairly nice day, a nice breeze, and just getting some fresh air. So I'm appreciative of that. I hope you guys are calling your moms. And again, what I do sometimes, or I had done in the beginning, is like just buy some flowers or something like that. Since I'm so far from the grave, I can't put flowers on the grave, which again, I mentioned this before, like we never was taught to go to the grave, but we live so far from where my mom is from. And so we never had that, you know, experience on holidays and all this other stuff. And so, you know, that is something that they do. And so now I think about it, you know, so I just buy flowers if I can. And that's something that I do. I play music. I play, you know, the songs that I know that she and I danced to and loved and laughed to. I play those. And that's just pretty much it, you know. I guess I don't know what dinners and stuff like that is now, you know. Before, you know, the restaurants are packed on Mother's Day. They just packed, and you gotta have a reservation or something like that. But I don't know. And this year, I don't even recall last year what happened because we were really in the thick of it at that time. And it seemed like we still, there's still some stuff going on with, there's still stuff going on. And so, you know, just be safe in whatever you're going to do and enjoy. I don't know, y'all. But those are the things that I was thinking about and having conversations with about, you know. And I thought about, these children, we grow to be adults. And, you know, it's like you got to pour into them and walk with them all the way, you know. And for us, that's why I had to say, you know, for us as have lost our parents or our mom and stuff, like, they walk with us, you know, all the way. And, you know, I'm grateful. And they walk with us to where we walk with them all the way. We got to walk together for a while. And so that's a blessing in and of itself. So it's, you know, let's think of the good memories. And, you know, those that still have your mom here, let's make memories and continue to think of good memories. And we continue to pray for one another, you know. We discount prayer on so many levels, you know. It's not, most of the time it's in these levels of emergencies that we know how to call on the Lord and, you know, get his attention and find, you know, solace for us in a moment of time. But it's, the goal is to do that all day, every day, to be in that peace. And then that means that we have to, you know, talk more to God. We have to pray more. We have to pray to earnest, you know. And again, not solely about ourselves, but about other people. Recognizing that there's things that we was fortunate to escape. There's things that we didn't escape and we experienced, but we came out of it, you know. And there's things that's coming that we want to be prepared for, you know. And so I would solicit prayer in that sense, you know. I would be mindful of that. And so we lift up each other and, you know, those that are having a tough time, that it won't be a tough time, and that the pain would alleviate, you know, them, and that joy would fill their hearts. And pleasant memories and the pleasantness, you know, of just the moments and times, and the forgiveness would really come down and soak your heart and your head and your mind, that you are free to live your life uninhibited by anything that you can no longer resolve and or fix, or was out of your control, or is done. It's just done, you know. And so we bless God. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. I love y'all. Have a great, great, great evening. Imagine my face.